The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
you come to a fork in the river, one heading southwest and the other heading northwest.
I draw spoons?
It. We are quite far away from the Aldani River Basin at this point, but if you'd like to keep etching it in, you can. If you'd like like to physically etch it on your map as well so you know where you're at, you could do that too. But it's your choice.
A map of any area is more useful than unmapped area.
That's what I always say, Nigel.
It could be said better, but yes.
And she plans on taking you about another 50 miles north, so another couple days travel.
Yeah, I got it about there.
Make sense?
Yep. What, northwest, right?
Oh,
not true north?
Nah, the river kind of goes north and then it bends a little bit.
Okay.
So you continue on the river?
Yep.
How many days out are we at this point?
We
had an additional day after
that's a good question.
Eight, so we had nine.
One, two. You're about 2.5-3 days out from Orolunga.
No, I meant from our start. So it took us 8 days to get to the basin.
Yes.
And then we're 2 more days west of that. So we're at 10 days total travel.
It took you 8 days to get to the basin. It took you a couple days to get down the basin.
Oh, because we went south first.
Yeah.
Okay. So probably like 12.
You're about 12 days out.
And two days from there, so we'll hit that at 14.
I have 2 days of rations left.
I got 9, because I marked off for the extra day, he said.
I'm doing fine.
So do we need to do some hunting or something for you?
Yep. That would be good.
Them skeletons have any
marrow. Or like roll a survival check as we go, just sort of keep an eye out for prey.
Them bones.
Make a broth, baby.
Eku lets you know that you could theoretically fish.
Oh, yeah. Fishing. That's a thing.
You could try. The fish are not going to be super great, you don't imagine. It's a lot of this is really shallow. I mean, you're not... Mm-hmm. You get the sense that you could jump out in the middle and you would still be, you know...
Is it at least, like, waist to chest deep?
Yeah, for the
Dude,
most part.
Dude, let's go catfishing. Get some snake bait!
So you could try to fish as you go. The results would probably be less than exemplary, but if you'd like to try it, you can. Otherwise, you're going to have to actually stop and do some hunting.
You need a net.
Well,
I have a net. I have three of them. No joke.
If we stop...
Can we just, like, drag a net behind us?
Drag net.
If we stop and go hunting, that sort of defeats the purpose of needing to keep moving.
Right.
So...
True.
We'll just fish as we go along.
Yeah.
We get.
If you've got nets, we could just do that.
Yeah, I'll give you a net here. Use it.
Roll survival.
Hey, 17.
Okay. You apparently fashion a pretty decent net.
Hey!
Fruitfly wants to eat with
you. You could get a couple meals worth of fish.
Because you're snapping turtles? I'll make a helmet. I'm not going to kill it or anything. I'm going to tie it to my head.
This is my friend. I call him Bitey, and you've got all these bloody wounds right around your head.
Scratch marks from where his claws actually touch my scalp. My headbutt's my deadliest weapon.
Can I more or less just keep making checks as we go up the river?
Sure.
To try and resupply?
So that's another day up the river. You can make me another check, Dave.
That's a net one.
Oh.
At some point is going down, you go, hey, let me check the net, and the net is no longer there. The net has been swamped into the water.
That's my favorite net.
You pick favorites?
Yeah.
You should use him as a net.
I see him dragging along in the river. Grab that fish! Here, here's another net. You break this one, so help me God. It's a net loss.
Oh! Scorching Ray.
Scorching Ray's at it again. God, that guy's clever. I bet he's got a big wiener. Got that dad dick.
What? Gotta be big enough to make a kid.
No, workaholics. You guys haven't seen that show?
I do like that show.
Oh, God.
Got that dad dick. I keep kneeing the mic stand.
Don't.
Poor mic stand.
Mic stand.
Scorch Ray and Mike Stand. Here to bring you guys joy.
You take another day north on the river then.
Yep.
Now, is he getting enough fish for just him?
He got enough to last the day or so, so the loss of the net didn't totally ruin him. But you're not like, it's not something that you could like, if he had a really good roll, I'd let him catch enough that everybody could have that ration that day. It just kind of depends on how good of a survival roll he's rolling.
I try again with the next net.
Okay.
Well, it's a six.
Well, as long as it didn't break.
Do I get a fish?
No, not with a six.
No fish.
So you'll need a ration that day.
He's got two left.
I've got three left now.
Oh, jackpot.
At this point, she pulls
the... It's a net gain.
That night, Eku pulls the boats over and says, should be about a 10-mile march this direction to see Oralunga.
I thought we were late in the summer. Oh, Scorching Ray again! Man's on fire!
Hey! God,
woof.
But Eku says, yes, a day's walk into the woods and we should meet the Oracle.
Alright.
If you're still willing to go there, yes?
Well, I'm turning back now.
If we get there when she's sleeping.
I changed my mind.
If we get there when she's sleeping, it'll be the Snorkel.
Hey, Scorching Ray.
Classic.
So, Eku leads you the next day through the woods.
We secure the boats as best we can.
Right. Boats secured. Leave them at the shore. You take a very long walk through the woods, predominantly to the west, as best you can tell.
Westerly.
About mid to late afternoon, you begin to see... You begin to see some rubble, some signs of a village, or maybe an outpost, an old fence... Something like that. But it's all very ancient.
I eat my roasted catfish sandwich.
Mm. You got bread? You get bread?
I get burned?
Just hold that.
And suddenly you kind of pop out into a small clearing.
Okay.
And the clearing is dominated on the other side by a massive brick and stone ziggurat. Rises from the jungle.
Smoking's bad.
Two staircases angle up and across the front face, one from the right, one from the left, to meet at a landing on the second level 30 feet above your heads. The layout repeats on the second level and third level, with each successive layer adding less height than the one below it. The fourth level, 60 feet above the jungle floor, is an enclosed shrine or temple, its walls adorned with labyrinth symbols. The jungle encroaches...
Labyrinth symbols or elaborate symbols?
No, labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
With okay. Labyrinth symbols.
Oh, there's gonna be a puzzle.
Symbols are labyrinth symbols.
I don't know.
Is it like just a symbol of a labyrinth?
Hey, probably. You
leave David Bowie.
Steve's late.
Careful, right?
It's David Bowie throwing the baby.
That'll be another Patreon.
The jungle encroaches right up to and onto this ancient structure. First flights of steps are choked with creepers, tree roots, and flowering vines.
Creepers.
It might have been surrounded by a city long ago, but the jungle is so dense it would take hours of searching to find all the buried foundations and tumbled stones.
Sweet.
Good thing we don't want to find all the buried foundations and tumbled stones.
Right. Welcome to Oralunga, adventurers.
So you,
Oralunga.
You know there's an oracle here.
This is what the stories say.
Oh.
What does that mean? Well, like, what are we looking for? Is it a lady?
Josh,
presumably, the top of a ziggurat, yes?
Would Stonebold like to roll insight?
You can be inspired.
Sure, you can do that.
He actually get trained inspired. In it.
Oh, what did that You're happen? Inspired.
Oh, my urban bounty hunter. Look at that. I can spin this
Mount
after, right?
Hunter. How long does this last? Yeah,
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Oh, nat 20.
Well, then you don't even need that.
Some change.
Like inspiration. We're not going to do anything else in 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
This is the best
famous last word.
He said before
happen.
We right. climbed the ziggurat.
I'll have you know, I'm the man who got the mayonnaise jar from the electric temple. I'm not afraid of this.
How much does that count calorically toward your rations?
Oh, I don't know.
What, an electric?
How much mayonnaise do I get to make a day?
A gallon. A gallon, yeah.
Just, okay.
Yeah, you don't need rations. You
I've got liquid
one
rations.
That's going to go well for you, eating only mayo.
Straight up jaundice.
You're just computing in your mind. You now realize, looking at your map, how fucking far you are from civilization.
Yeah.
You are at this apparently abandoned structure mm-hmm. with no signs of civilization, right. even minorly, for miles.
Yeah, but
this
we're already
just
here.
Seems like, you're just like, how the hell do you know this? How are you able to guide us to this random place in the middle of nowhere?
The stories, man.
Who the fuck are you? What am I doing here?
Saw it on Twitter.
Like, it just all suddenly
get it, she's
comes...
Burned. Ooh!
It becomes
does
Fodre
actually
like,
have a MySpace?
It just, it just like, that's... And even looking at this, like, the bottom layer, which I think it says goes up to, like, 30 feet, right?
You sure so that isn't layer?
Layer.
Okay. What kind of
the first steps of the ziggurat, the first set of steps,
cakes
is so
layers.
Covered with vine, unless somebody is flying, like, no one's cleared this path right. in decades at best.
Hmm.
This all kind of flashes over Stone Bowl hmm. as Eku sort of points to the top of the building. Yeah.
Well, let's go. Presumably, yes, the Oracle will be at the top. That's where Oracles are, right?
Yes. That's what the stories tell.
I swear to God, if this is just a scrying eye, I'm quitting.
It's another alchemy jug.
That's where ceremonies happen.
I'm just going to have a six-pack of alchemy jugs. I can retire with that.
That might be better.
Well, Aku, I appreciate all of your guidance. But I don't get it.
Perhaps what the Oracle can enlighten you.
Can I investigate the Labyrinth of Symbols?
You would have to get up there first.
Oh, okay. What if I see well?
You can see that there are symbols on the side of the building up there, yes.
So you've mentioned turning into a bird and flying away. Have you been to this temple before?
Me personally, no.
Do you know people who have?
I've heard the stories, yes.
What are these stories from? Is this like a tabloid story?
Yes.
Somebody write
right
this on
beside
bathroom
Batboy.
Stall, right.
My Uncle Raymond.
Oh, no!
He has many
Raymond.
Stories.
Oh, Scorching oh. Raymond!
Raymond, old man pee fart. Writing on bathroom walls. You see, I'm having cognitive dissonance right now.
Forgot what old man pee
What's
fart
wrong, Stone?
Is that a spell?
Don't you think that an oracle would live in a ziggurat? It seems fairly
I don't
natural.
Doubt that. I just want to know how and why Enkidu knows that much about this and thinks that this could help
that's
us fight the big bad.
Well, Eku is very knowledgeable. That's why we hired her.
Yeah, again, I don't disagree. But there just seems to be some gaps of information.
Yes, I believe the Oracle will be able to fill you in.
There's a trap.
I'll
Can't
be
tell
honest,
me if you're a trap.
If I really wanted the four of you dead, I wouldn't have to travel this far out in the wilderness to make that a possibility.
It's not a threat! Chokehold.
I think it's mostly a
breathe
good,
through your
a
feet,
good point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if that's what you believe, that is not what we are here for.
I appreciate your honesty, in what is it?
Eku.
God,
you're
like
doing too much.
Really struggle
just
with
call
that
her
name.
Eku, like the League of Legends
that's
guy.
It. Thank you for your honesty, Eku. Eku. But if it came to it, I put you in the dirt. But
yes,
let's go.
Of course.
All right.
Of course
what's polymorph self spell level?
You mean alter self?
Can't you polymorph self as a druid?
You can turn into a bird.
Change.
Yeah,
you
shape
change.
Change.
No, I'm thinking of like...
Alter self is a third level spell.
Okay.
Disguise self, I think, is second level.
There's true polymorph.
Mm. Well, true polymorph is ninth level.
Yeah, there's a fourth
level. Regular
polymorph
is, I think, fourth or fifth level.
Okay.
But
so Eku might be able to cast like fifth level spells.
She's just a druid, man.
Oh.
Yeah, she comes.
All right. So how should we approach this temple, Eku?
Do you remember the House of Man and Crocodile?
Oh, God damn it.
I have no stories of this, the ziggurat.
Okay.
Thought you were going to tell us we did a real bad
but
job
see,
on that one.
You see the labyrinth symbols, yes?
Yep.
No!
What do they mean?
They are the symbols of Uptau. Is the ways in which one must navigate the heart, the mind, and the spirit, which is never always necessarily a straight path.
Hmm.
Anyone who is wanting to put that at the top of this ziggurat would probably want you to consider that moving forward.
Navigating heart, mind, and spirit. It's not a straight path.
Well, I'm definitely heart.
Right. And you've never had a straight path. So.
Why would someone build a staircase that's not meant to be climbed?
Maybe it's about the journey.
What do you mean all along? Just,
you're the spirit.
Why does everyone feel the need to trap everything? Why can't a staircase just be a staircase?
I do not believe that it is not a staircase.
Then you leave. Just...
Well, let's head towards the temple.
Another good shirt.
It has been 0 days since I last delved into a jungle with no hope of return.
So you start up?
Are we at the base of it now?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Eku's sort of standing there just...
Can you cast a bonfire on these vines?
Sure.
Is that a... Oh, well, I was going to ask if it's a good idea, but it's...
I light a bonfire under some of the vines.
Okay. So you start a fire?
Can I have it?
For what?
I want a swig of hooch. Burn.
Smoke, probably.
Yeah, they smoke a little bit.
It's my...
Then they heal.
Oh.
The vines healed themselves.
What?
Oh.
After being burned.
Fancy. We dealt with the hooch.
Probably stay away from the vines, it looks like.
Aren't they covering the...
entirety of the base?
First, how many much, steps?
Yeah.
Probably
yeah,
learn how to fly.
This is very much like the ziggurat like you would see in Link to the Past. Like, you know, it's sectioned all the way up. It's like the first whole section that rises like 40 or 50 feet. Mm-hmm. Rises 30 feet, and these steps are like 50 feet wide. And there's just all these vines just growing along.
And so this
first level.
The symbols that are on the outside of the temple mean nothing to us.
No, other than just Eku has told you that it's the symbols of Ubtau.
Symbols of Ubtau.
Heart, mind, spirit. Not straight.
Well, yeah, but staircase isn't straight up.
So we need to go under.
Wait, what?
I start digging. What? I figured it out.
Bork, what are you doing?
Bork begins to dig in the ground.
Eku
looks
him.
As if she's made a horrible mistake.
Bork. How are you climbing the ziggurat by digging?
I'm going to step on the first step.
Okay.
Have you read Annihilation?
You can step onto it. Yeah, okay. You got no problem. It's the vines start to cling. Like, it feels when you put your foot down, it's not so much that you feel grabbed. Like, the first moment, you're like, oh, I've been grabbed. And then you pull, and it's just, if this were a game, you would call it difficult terrain. It's just hard to move. The undergrowth is actually that thick, it's hard to get your feet up and in and out.
Okay.
But you're able to start climbing.
Continue up.
You continue up about 8 or 10 steps. You get about a third of the way up, and then you feel this, like a little pinprick in your leg, and you take a point of damage.
Mm. From a vine?
Yeah, you feel like this time it's like you stepped into thorns.
Gotcha. And do the rest of the vines from this point forward look like that?
Yes, they do.
I'll step on the next one.
You take a few more points of damage.
Is it another one, or is the next step, how many points is the next step?
You feel like you've suddenly been pierced by a number of them as opposed to just one.
Okay, so the fires are getting worse and worse.
Correct.
It's grains of rice on a chessboard.
Trust your heart, I'll heal you.
No, if anything, it means trust my head that you won't heal me enough.
Do you want healed or not?
Not yet.
Stumble.
So how far up am I?
Sorry, buddy.
10 feet?
Yeah, you're at about 11 feet at this point. 12
so I'm not
feet.
Even, I'm not why, halfway.
Stumble, no. Why have you stopped? What's with the vines?
The thorns are a little scratchy.
Scratchy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You kind of play around a little bit, moving your foot around. It seems like no matter where you step,
it's going to poke me.
Correct.
What do you guys know about Ubtau?
Nothing.
Hold on, let me consult my great notes.
Let me consult my religion roll.
Old man pee farting down.
All the important things.
I have him twice.
Ubtau is not necessarily a god that you would know. It's the Chultun god.
We used to call it Ubtau. Like,
what she's a god of.
You would all know that, I mean, Ubtau was the guardian, the god of Chult. It was the only god in Chult.
That fled once the spell plague happened.
Showed up.
Right?
Correct. The spell plague caused Ubtau to flee. Some people believe that has something to do with Ubtau no longer believing in the people. Blah, blah, blah.
There's a page of notes.
Wait, what?
In Chult.
Okay.
There was no T on the end of that.
And that's where we left off. My notes are useless.
So are the vines just on the steps, or are they the entirety of like the bricks and everything surrounding the first 30 feet?
The bricks and stuff seem less so. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, they seem to, whether it's the direction of the sun or something, like they seem to be growing more thickly directly on the steps.
So if I'm standing on steps and there is a wall next to me, right, because this is a staircase that's floating.
Correct.
I'm going to put weight on my hand pushing on the wall where vines are there. Because if my feet are down here and got poked,
right,
presumably there's more pokey up, so does my hand get poked?
As you move off the staircase and grab, no. Okay. You don't feel pokey over there.
Okay. So I'm going to try climbing the bricks instead.
Okay.
So I don't get poked. Does this look like an Aztec temple?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Yeah.
I just want to know how, like...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's, I mean, it's a pretty solid brick. It's definitely getting smaller as you go up.
So I'll take that approach instead of using the steps.
So make me a climb check?
Yes.
I believe in you. You're inspired.
Thanks, bro. I believe in you.
Thank you. You're not inspired.
No one's ever said that before.
I'm actually real good at climbing. 22.
So you guys see Stonebold swing over. He grabs a hold of, you know, part of the stone, gets a good finger grip, swings on over, and he starts just swinging his way up. Looks like nothing. Like, you're just climbing, climbing, climbing. All of a sudden, you reach for something.
Quick time event.
And, right, we get to the quick time event.
Tap square?
Give me a perception roll.
Oh, I'm so great at these.
You're inspired.
+3. I know, I'm waiting.
You can roll it after.
18. I'm saving it.
You definitely had it.
Okay.
You put your hand on one, and as soon as you went to reach up, it's almost like nothing happened. Like, you look up as you fall going, I had it.
Mm.
Like, it's almost like it just pushed you, or if it just vanished, even though it was there. Like, you had it, okay. And you just kind of uncomfortably slide down the ziggurat 20-some feet.
Back to the step I was at?
You kind of had to swing out and over a little bit, so okay, you're kind okay. of away from the steps at this point.
Gotcha. I'm having
so
a lot of trouble imagining what the ziggurat looks like, and what the stairs...
Google ziggurat. Ziggurat.
The stairs kind of like
step
go...
pyramid.
Yeah, they kind of go... What do I want to say? They kind of jut out a little bit. They're either built to jut out, or they're built to be inside the shape of the ziggurat.
Okay. So am I back at the base?
Yeah, you kind of tumble down. We'll say you take... 3 points of damage, kind of cut. But you know you had that. You had a solid grip.
Right.
The rock didn't come loose.
Yeah.
Something else happened.
Okay, so the stairs are kind of coming up the side to a platform.
Yeah.
Other stairs to... Okay, gotcha. So you were essentially climbing the front.
Right, mm-hmm. He kind of swung over and from the steps to try to climb.
Fudge, make me a perception check with advantage.
13.
10. So 13 plus perception is 4, right? 17.
You hear a little noise.
What kind of noise?
It's like a little squeak.
Okay.
Almost guinea pig-esque.
Is it something I've heard before that I recall?
The guinea pigs of Peru.
Maybe. You, it does sound vaguely familiar. It sounds like you can't place it. But you definitely feel like it's something you've heard before in Chult. But it's a little squeaky. Little, like I said, little guinea pig hamster. Me, me.
Mark, do you hear that?
Huh?
I described the sound.
Squeaking like a dog.
Yeah. Do you look around?
Yes.
I'll be looking around. I don't like things that squeak.
You see a very small creature. Bipedal. Sort of, I mean, it looks like a little person, but we're talking like, you know, maybe a foot and a half total tall.
Like that shitty thing that stole my religious symbol?
Yeah, that.
Oh, okay, so it's a pseudo dragon.
No.
That traded you for something. You got a slow fall amulet. Why am I climbing this?
No, it disappeared.
Oh.
It was a trickster one.
But you see, it's a little form. It's almost completely black.
I tackle it.
Like, it's...
Wait, does it look like the one that visited me in the night?
Maybe. You're not quite 100% sure what it looked like?
I tackle
Well, if you'll let me continue, it is a few steps up.
Okay.
And it seems to be wearing a mask.
What does the mask look like?
A Triceratops head.
Not a full size Triceratops head.
No. just a mask that's probably, I mean, about the size of what would it need to be? Like a
wiffle ball or something.
Right, yeah, like a small apple or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a very big mask. But you kind of see this entirely black form with this mask on it kind of squeaking, and it waves a flower at you. It's holding an orchid.
Part of me wants to shoot it with magic missile.
What in the hell is that thing? Hey, little fella, what's your name? Get it out of the way.
You hear a squeak, and it darts up the path. And as it darts up the path, you see the vines ripple away as it moves, and then they ripple back.
Magic squirrel, we need it.
Is it?
I'm going to try to grab it. As soon as I see it, like, parting, I'm going to try to reflex.
Make me an athletics check, because you're going to have to jump and try and grab it.
11.
I said I wanted to tackle it this whole time.
That's true.
Okay, make me an athletics check.
Wait.
While they're doing this, I'm going to be looking for the flower.
What did it actually roll? What did I roll for?
That's a 19.
Oh.
And then athletics is... I really need to
Are you proficient in nature?
3.
Survival.
22.
I have nature, though.
That orchid looks very familiar. It was a distinct, orange and purple. Okay. And you're like, I'm pretty sure I saw that. What'd you roll?
23.
Okay. Sure. Absolutely. You wanted to grab it, right? So you leap onto the stairs. It darts. You try and reach out and snag it. And now you've got a hold of it.
Okay.
Who do you work for?
I don't wear hockey pants.
Is it...
Where were the other drugs going?
Is it? It's corporeal?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask if it has my religious amulet.
Have you seen this amulet?
It just cocks its head looking at you.
I don't think it speaks English.
Okay. Do I speak with beings? God dang it.
Speak with phone notifications.
Speak with bings.
Bing.
That is a chewinga.
Can Naturally. I try to persuade it to help us? And by that I mean just slowly carry it forward to move the vines away. But not in an aggressive way. Like, yeah. I'll let you go when we're done, you know.
It's sort of squeaking in your hand.
Like, squeak like, oh, it's
Chewingas
cute.
Chewingas are thought to be the messengers of Ooptow.
Squeak, squeak. What's it trying to tell me?
Oops, tell you, you're invoking the wrath of God. It already helped us. We need to find flowers.
You owe me a new acorn.
That's a squeak. Huh. Translated.
I should point out that the description in the book says that the Chewinga looks like a 6-inch tall animated doll with bizarre mask, spindly limbs, and wild hair. They look terrifying in here. They look like 6-inch tall, like
a child's play thing going on.
No, more like what's the thing? The creepy pasta thing.
Slenderman?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a 6-inch tall Slenderman.
Yeah, look at that.
And it's kind of, you see it kind of pummeling your hand, Fodge, as you hold it. Can't really do anything to you.
I don't want to be, like, aggressive or forceful. Like, I want to be, like...
He says, holding it in a death grip.
After tackling it.
Like, it is subdued, but not harmed.
He said to himself. Justifying his actions.
While he's wrestling this thing, I'm gonna be looking for that flower. See if I can find
it. Russell in the bushes again.
Russell.
Right next to Russell, you actually find one of the flowers.
I'm gonna pick it and head towards the steps.
Right, everyone, we need to find ourselves a little person.
I want to convince it to always travel with us.
It just sort of cocks its head.
Rub his hair.
It fights to keep its mask on.
Oh.
Are you going to threaten to take its mask off?
I might luchador it. The most awful of disgraces.
Is he on the steps?
Hang on! Like, one little finger, like, under the mask, like, just a little, like, slow, and, like, look at it, like,
Look at it. Bork feels uncomfortable.
Like, does it want it to come off, or does it seem to mind? Like, can I peek? Does it care?
Finger blast a 6-inch.
Yeah, no. If you try and mess with the mask, it slaps your hand.
Okay, I relax, but I don't let it go.
It keeps wiggling.
I pet its hair.
Paul, why are you caressing a squirrel doll?
I'm just so I will be doing this while you guys grab the orchid.
Will you come off the step so that when you get smited, I don't have to be next to you?
This guy left. He doesn't care about this continent anymore.
Okay.
He stumbled.
I'll head up the steps.
Yeah, no, you. I take you out, like, that first step, and it's almost as if there is no resistance.
All right,
and you begin to walk up, and the plants just seem to unfurl and go around you
because of the orchid.
It seems like it.
Echo, do you know anything about these little creatures?
The Chewingas?
Well, you know their name anyway.
Yes, they're tiny, tiny elemental creatures. Like I said, they are thought to be the blessed of Ooptow.
What element is?
Again, I wouldn't,
The blessed of Ooptow.
I wouldn't be...
They're not from Dis.
Messing with it.
Mexican place next to my house has great Chewingas.
I rub his hair again, one last time. Scorch give it a, ray. Like, give him a thumbs up then.
Toss it.
Does it fly?
Oh, you're kind of fine.
It flies.
I'm going to toss it 30 feet. Chewinga fly.
They fly.
He flies through the air and then breaks his neck unceremoniously as the flight ends.
Please roll me a strength check.
No, I'm
athletics
like.
Athletics or acrobatics?
A 6.
12.
12. So you didn't throw it totally incompetently.
Just swear.
But for a creature, that doesn't fly, let's say you are 5 feet tall.
Right.
Right?
Well, wait, hang on, I have stats for this.
Right, but let's say you're 5 feet tall. So
every
if you
10
toss
feet does
it,
a d6 of damage to us. It's 6 inches tall. Average 6 foot, let's just say for D&D characters. So about every person's height is a d6 of damage. If you're 5 feet, that's 10 feet
I'm
to
five
him.
I'm 5'8".
You're 5'8", so there's 11 10 feet to him. So you just effectively did 11 d6 worth of damage.
Technically, falling damage doesn't change my size category.
Right. Technically.
Also, it's small, so it'll...
Oh, it's
right?
smaller. It's
smaller.
Tiny.
Yeah, it's 6 inches.
It is effectively tiny.
Yeah, so it's got less terminal velocity.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's terminal.
Yeah. You threw it.
No,
be
well,
free.
It's like you threw it, puppy.
No, no.
I dropped a puppy off the Empire State Building. Does it fly?
You're free, my furry guinea pig friend.
If it doesn't look dead but injured, I will cast Cure Wounds. immediately apologize.
Fodge, roll me a d6.
4.
Let me see. They don't have many hit points. You see it hit the ground and just thump and kind of just lay there for a minute.
I'm on the ground. Does it fall by me?
I cast Cure Wounds immediately.
If it's
got too few hit points, going into the negative,
I'm still casting.
May instantly kill it without being able to fix it.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to take its flower.
Nolan just starts, like, cackling.
What's Cure Wounds 2d4?
Yeah. I think that's right.
What is that? Sorry. Lightest hard.
4? That's 2.
2?
Jesus, can I just, like, try to catch it as he throws it?
No, it's much more funny the fact that he just threw
six,
a
I really
kind
of hope that Fodre just kills the ambassador of the god we're trying to help.
6 healing.
Okay, so you cast healing on it. It doesn't move.
He's healed! It's a real good-looking corpse. He is ready for an open casket ceremony.
I walk over and take off its mask.
Should we? Just in case it's not dead. I want to insult it. I'm just going to store it in my butt from here on out.
As I see him coming down with that intent, I'm running.
As you walk over to it, it sort of... It's like they did this. This is just stupid. You've just thrown it up in the air. It clearly doesn't fly. Ragdoll.
How'd it get on the stairs?
It walked.
It's so tiny.
He said you watched it run up the stairs.
It's so tiny. I thought it was flying. I was watching you climb.
All small things.
I was worried about you.
Anything under 10 inches flies.
That's the rule.
Yeah. Tune into the MySpace page for flying dick pics.
Yeah, it counts.
You see.
I had to think about it.
You had to do the math, people.
Close. You see. You see the Chwinga, Undertaker style, sit up.
Oh, quickly. I don't touch his mask then.
I start the Thank You Taker channel.
And it seems to do some sort of bizarre hand motion to both of you, where it reveals three fingers.
Both? I didn't do anything.
Are those all his fingers?
No, they're not all of his fingers. Okay. No,
you're always a partner in crime.
And then, like, it just seems to, it turns towards the foliage and just kind of blinks.
Do I have his flower?
You do. He nice. Said you got
That's
it.
Why he did it to you, because he stole his thing. That took him all day to pick. He's 6 inches tall. It's like breaking a 2x4 with your head.
Eku just sort of looks at the two of you and says, that seemed unwise.
I didn't mean to. I thought it
really.
It's even been with us for a month and a half. I am glad you finally figured it out.
Stonebolt, you've reached the second level.
Jackpot, baby.
Here it seems like you're seeing the rails for the stairs, right? You're seeing the uprights, but the stone themselves seems to have crumbled almost to gravel. It seems like it's literally like if you put a gravel pit between you and the third floor, like just raked. Okay. It's almost what it looks like.
Okay. I'll run up the stairs too with my flower.
You do indeed.
I will follow in his immediate vicinity.
I try to outrun Nigel.
That's not difficult because you're in front of me.
You realize that as soon as you get up a few steps, you feel a sudden prick in your leg as you take that step.
Wait,
and you take
I'm like
one point
right
damage.
Behind him.
That is true.
You're not holding the flower.
I'm here, I'll toss it down to you.
Then, no, as soon as I'm like, I take one prick and then I jump up and grab on his back.
Man the crocodile!
Make me an athletics check.
Crocodile.
That was the last temple where we had the stab.
Yeah, I know.
11.
Who's vacuuming on your podcast?
Glenn,
just piggybacking.
Make me a strength check at disadvantage as if someone just jumped on your back without knowing about it.
On steps.
I rolled a 20 and a 1.
Man, he really did. That is an awesome roll.
Yeah.
Dave, you'll take 6 points of damage, and Flynn, you'll take 4 as you both roll down the stairs because you just went as he like hooked you around the throat. And pulled you down.
I'm going to pin Nigel.
3 count. Father, give it to him.
Father, give me the 3 count.
2, 3. All right. That good slow, like, he's going to...
Then I run up the stairs with my flower. Fuck off, Nigel!
Fuck!
I just tell you, hey, dude, like, I'll yell, get a flower.
Is that a ninja blender?
The ground!
Are there more elsewhere?
Find a little person.
Than that? It took you a while to find them, but you saw a grouping of them.
I'll point that way.
Yes, what? You're able to find a flower.
Oh. I could have mentioned
Paul,
that earlier.
I will go with Nigel to get a flower.
Get him a flower, too, before he commits deicide.
Deicide!
I'll snip off a couple
All right,
of flowers.
You too?
Yeah, get one for what's-her-face.
Eku.
She'll know more about possibly the stories of this.
All right, so we hand out flowers.
Eku says, go ahead without me. Whatever the Oracle has to say, it is for your ears alone.
Yes, that's very convenient.
I glare at Eku. All
right, so we're at step 2.
You two are up at step 2. You've got a few minutes to take a look at it.
Gravel. So flower got us past vines.
Correct.
Gravel's
if this
up here.
Flower doesn't work, I'm blaming you, Stonebolt.
Do the rocks, the gravel, look any different than the color of rocks around it?
No, it just looks like the you know, when cement just erodes into particles of stone, that's kind of what it looks like.
Okay. How big is the platform before the gravel?
Maybe 5x5, 5x10. It encircles the entire thing. You could walk all the way around the ziggurat, but it's probably maybe, I'd say 5 to 10 feet wide from the steps you stepped up on to step to the second set of steps.
And all around are just sheer walls, right?
Yeah, but around your sheer walls, but you have a little platform that you could literally walk all the way around if you wanted to.
Are there any rocks on the platform?
Like the gravel seems
I'm
to
grab one, just throw it at the rock slide.
As you hit the rocks, you hit one, which hits a couple, and then they kind of just tumble and all roll down.
I'll circle around on the platform.
platform.
Okay. You find that the second set of stairs on the opposite side is similarly tore up. Perception check, Josh? For old Stone Bold.
Stone Bold!
You're still inspired.
Right.
Inspired.
15.
You see a little 6-inch tall man.
Okay.
With a chameleon face, basically.
Okay.
And in one hand, it's holding a flower.
Don't throw him off the edge.
And in the other hand, it's holding a parrot feather.
Run it up.
Okay.
And it kind of wiggles the flower at your direction.
I'll wiggle my flower at him.
And it kind of, like, does a little dance. And then it wiggles the parrot feather.
Here's your codpiece.
I'll look at my empty hand, look at the feather, and just...
It wiggles the feather at you again, and then turns and sprints up the gravel like it's running upstairs.
Grab it!
So we need a feather.
Do I need to tackle a man?
Well, my next move was a running punt. No, I won't do that. So we need a feather. Parrot feather. Was there anything specific? Like, did it look different? Was it just a feather? Tropical bird feather?
It was a red parrot feather. The rest of you have made it to the top of the ziggurat. Flynn, would
Where
you like
did
try
Stone
anything?
Go?
He went around the other side. Hey, Stone Bolt!
I come back.
Anything over there?
Just know a little guy said you should try climbing the gravel instead of walking up it.
What? That's the same
thing. Insight check.
Would this face lie to you?
11.
I swear I had bird remnants.
What's your passive deception?
Shoot, I'm pretty.
Not great.
You start climbing it then, Flynn?
No, I don't.
You actually see that killed. There are a number of, like, birds clearly roost up here, so there are actually feathers, stuff. Like, laying around.
Okay, so I'll grab what looks as close to the feather that guy had.
Right.
And, like, all of you find feathers like this.
All right. Okay.
You couldn't have grabbed more feathers?
No, I couldn't. Two hands. Flower, feather. That's all I got.
You have dysfunctional hands.
Yeah. Dysfunctional family is what I got.
Oh, we're family?
God dang it.
I hug Stonebolt.
Stonebolt, that's sure, very corn, sweet, man. But I don't really want to be.
I cast the line.
I just rolled a 20 to grapple.
It turns into a suplex. Belly to belly off the edge.
Family!
30-foot suplex.
Oh my god, through the table. Through the Spanish announce table.
Vaya con Dios!
Inku's down there with a little 6-inch man that's been grappled by Fiverr and the feather one over there.
Right. The little squirrel comes running back just in time to get squashed underneath you.
I'll go up the gravel with the feather and the flower.
Okay.
I'll find a feather and
you just walk right up it like there are steps directly into the gravel.
We go looking for nests with feathers.
Part of me wonders what would have happened if I would have killed that guy.
You've already done more than enough.
I wonder what would have happened if murder.
You get your way up. You go up to the third level.
Okay.
Third level?
You go to the second.
The next
now
stage.
Crested the second level. Gotcha. Correct. The steps from 2 to 3, which gets you, which you can see the shrine up above you. It's about, another 12, 15 feet up in the air. As you keep going up, obviously the stairs narrow because you're getting to some smaller space. You see, that part in Raiders of the Lost Ark where there are just snakes everywhere? Mm. You just see snakes like crawling all over these steps basking in the setting sun of the day. Anybody with nature that is trained?
Hold on.
I trained in nature.
One. You're not trained.
You're trained in nature. I'm just going to assume they're venomous.
You can assume that, yeah.
It's D&D. That's the safe assumption. Are they interested? So do I crest the steps and then see this? Am I at the platform where they are just surrounded by snakes, basically?
No, they are on the steps. They're on the steps from where you're at up.
So the next path is through.
Correct.
So the platform is clear.
The platform is clear. You can stand on it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's maybe a little narrower here, so maybe instead of, you know, 10 feet wide, now it's 5 feet wide, or, you know, narrowing down a little bit.
I wonder if they're an illusion.
Why don't you go check?
Good theory, you should scientific method that one.
Spirit was for the flower, the rocks were for the body. This is for the mind.
I thought heart was one.
Jehovah begins with an I.
Oh. Flowers for the heart. What's the rest of it?
What's that thing that I might have made up that you totally took precedence in? Maybe?
Mormonism.
I'm going to just circle around and see if the opposite steps are the same.
Have you said that word? Mormonism?
Correct.
Is that a word?
Yeah. I'll look around to see if I can find anything else that's an indicator for the way up. Any other tiny man fighter can assault.
Roll perception?
Cobbling finger blast.
I didn't look under his mask. What if I would have got a peek into the void? What if I just missed my opportunity?
22.
Oh. You do see a little man. You see another little man. This one has an orchid and a feather. It's wearing a mongoose mask.
Okay. Oh, those eat snakes. Okay.
And it sort of wiggles the flower. It wiggles the feather.
Wiggle mine.
And you see it's got some sort of like bodysuit or something, right? So it kind of like just it sort
put
of
put on armor.
Yeah,
it's ready to fight Fodre.
Pulls out the Vorpal greatsword. Yeah.
So we probably wouldn't have got clues if I would have killed him.
Yeah.
So the one wearing the mongoose mask goes over to the stairs. So you now all see this little man in a mongoose mask holding a feather and a flower. Doing?
Don't touch him.
Get him.
Don't touch him.
I swear to God. You see him take the flower, and he sort of like tucks it in a waistband. He takes the feather and tucks it in a waistband. And you see him sort of just look at you, and the mask is bouncing back and forth. And he lays down on his belly. And he sort of creeps up towards the snakes. And like every sort of like, he creeps a little bit and then looks at you. And then creeps a little bit and looks at you. And he creeps a little bit closer. And you, all of a sudden, nature checks? Yes.
6.
20.
4.
The 20 will get it. The rest of you just kind of see this happen, and it seems very natural for whatever reason. You suddenly notice, Paul, that one of the snakes turns directly towards the Chewinga with the mongoose mask, and it starts slithering toward it aggressively.
I might want to dive on the Chewinga to save him.
The three of you think that this is just, oh man, here comes the venomous thing to eat the Chewinga. You realize that snake is approaching, but is not at all in a strike position whatsoever.
Okay.
Like, it's almost as if being charmed. So you see this snake that is almost charmed, Fodge.
Okay.
And as it slithers up, it goes into the mouth of the mongoose mask. And you just see the snake that's like 4.5 feet long just go into that mongoose mask and disappear. So as you see this thing literally consume this entire snake, something that's like 7 or 8 times the length of its body, you see it turn. And as it turns, it doesn't stand up so much as almost prop up like at a slither and sort of bobs its head back and forth and then lays down amongst the snakes and just... right up to the top.
We gotta eat a snake?
That was odd.
Or we're gonna mongoose. I knew I should have taken the mask.
Just grab a snake and start eating it.
You're gonna
That seems unpleasant. I'm disinclined to acquiesce to
that. So you're gonna lay down and imitate it, or are you gonna just try and grab a snake?
After you, Book.
Okay. I lay down on my tummy.
Okay, as soon as you do, you see one of the snakes just kind of and look right at you.
Fork is right. So brave.
And I just fart long and loud.
You just see it start to slither towards you. And you kind of feel the unnatural urge to open your mouth.
Eat it, Book. It's
reminding you back of his college days.
I prepare cure wounds.
Can you make me a constitution saving
throw? Oh, no.
Saving throw.
Am I spired?
No. Can you be spired on saving throws?
I thought you could.
Yeah, you just can't do it to damage.
It's or ability 12. Checks. It's not saving
12.
Throws.
Oh.
Which I guess is
you like no. for just a split second. You have this sort of mental break of whether or not you are consuming or you are the one being consumed, and like
Ouroboros.
Your brain,
like the beginning of American Gods.
Yeah, your brain hurts, but then you're kind of like, and you it's gone. Like you're like, all right. Do you attempt to slither?
I cry out, later, bitches.
Slither. You see him very unnervingly slither up this pile of snakes.
All right.
Well, you stand
I'm next.
All right. You lay down and swallow a snake, Fudge.
Fun yes. Parts is con check.
Yeah.
He's make not me trained
that,
in that.
Where's make me that con saving throw.
There's a saving throw on this character sheet.
It's two.
You're a bard.
He's going to go for the big die. Big roll.
Oh, that's 16.
18.
Coming back.
I want to float that in water and see if it always floats to a 16.
Yeah. Well, it won't float. It's metal.
Float it in mercury.
That's safe.
I need 10,000 thermometers to break.
Or one pack of tuna.
Topical. Again, Paul, you have sort of the same thing. Your jaw unhinges and you swallow the snake and you're like, I can go up now.
I had to unhinge it?
Yeah, like you feel
it was
like,
a thick one.
That's a Dairy Dream double burger.
Real high water on that snake.
Oh,
and you,
a pickler.
You go right up if you want to go right up.
I go right up.
Go ahead, homeboy.
And this is the stage's fault. I don't really want to.
She's gonna hang out on step two.
Well, that's also very boring.
You quit her? Take it all the way to the sack.
Oh, I wish I need to learn the fly spell.
I said that one in code, so no kids listening will understand what it means. Sack? Does he mean he's gonna collect it like an item? Yep, that's it.
Are you attempting to swallow
pretty
the
sure
snake, Dave?
Exactly.
Yes, all right.
Do you think they make American Pie
make your
anymore?
Make your check at disadvantage.
I haven't seen one in a while.
Just because of your dick?
Nope. Because reasons. It's a published scenario. You can look it up later.
Well, that was an 8 and an 8 plus 5, so 13.
You take the snake with no problem. Except for just a minute, it's like something screaming in your brain as if the earth is going to shatter. Something feels quintessentially wrong and horrible. And then you kind of like, it feels like it's going to push out, your brain's going to ooze out of your ears. And then you kind of take a deep breath and you're fine.
He's in the peepus room.
The peepus room?
And you slither on up.
All right.
I'll go next.
Josh?
Yep.
What happens
if you fail the con save, that will be the...
Oh, it'll probably be what happens. If anyone is going to, it's going to be the last guy at the top. So it, 13.
It hit a cup.
Same.
Is that good or bad?
You have no problems. You go right up?
Sweet.
Yeah, because it's a shit ton of psychic damage when you realize you just consumed a snake if you can't...
That makes sense.
Yeah. What are your passive perceptions?
13 for me. Flynn's is 14.
Mine's 14.
Your passive perception.
Where's mine? Sorry.
Should be your...
13.
So sorry, are you all 13 then?
14.
Flynn's 14.
Flynn's 14?
I think Dave yelled 14.
No, he's...
Oh.
You were the 14, Flynn?
Mm-hmm.
And Dave was 14.
Oh, both 14s?
Yeah.
And you guys are 13s?
Yes. Correct.
You all smell... the shrine atop the ziggurat is a simple rectangular structure of brick, and the outside of the walls are decorated in this sort of zigzaggy pattern. Like, what's that movie studio? You know what I mean? It's got the...
The Escher painting thing.
Yeah. It's
Lionsgate.
I think it's Lionsgate that does the, like, bizarre zigzaggy Celtic knot sort of thing. That's kind of what you see. It's not overlapping patterns, though. It's definitely, you could put your finger on a point and trace it all the way through, but it is a zigzag pattern all over the place. You see the opening. The opening is very plain, and you're seeing an empty, dusty room beyond. But you smell incense, and you hear voices.
Do the voices sound maniacal?
No.
Are they squeaking?
Oh, shit.
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Tom Thumb fodder.
Do you all sort of just stand out smelling some incense and swear you hear voices speaking?
Does the incense smell poisonous?
I mean, it depends on how harsh the incense is. I mean,
is it doing a very bad job of hiding weed smell?
No, it's not that kind. It's not incense mixed with weed. It's just straight up incense.
I'll approach the opening and say we're here to speak to the Oracle, but not go in. I just want to approach the opening, see if that gets any response.
You see an empty room beyond.
It is I, Bork, here to speak to the Oracle.
Good try.
I wait.
It is he, Bork.
Hey, you've been real good at drawing. So you hang out on the outside. I'm going to walk in. If I get lost, do the best job you can of making a trace of whatever this little maze pattern is, because we might need it.
All right.
I will walk
I'll start
in
drawing the maze.
To the thing.
Okay, so you walk in.
Yep.
I'm so you're walking. Maze. It's kind of off to the side, so you have to walk around. So you're walking around to the side. What about the two of you?
I'm inspiring Bork.
Okay, so you're standing next to Bork then?
Yeah, that's a good line. That's a fine edge.
Try and more or less stay at the entrance and see what happens to him and see if I can keep an eye on them too.
Immediately obliterated.
Orb of Annihilation!
Alright.
Just kapow!
Tomb was actually a misnomer. They spelled it wrong. It's a mistake. Okay then. I guess we'll do this. Stonebolt vanishes before your eyes, Dave.
Oh, shit.
Bet you didn't know I was an assassin.
List.
Stonebolt, can you hear me?
I'm coming back for you!
Does Stonebolt
he's here in your ear. Behind you.
So, Stonebolt, as you pass beyond the entrance...
Stonebolt just disappeared.
You feel you feel a nice
not
rush
now,
of wind. The hot noon sun is beating in off your back, and you feel the curtains of the doorway you just walked through kind of riffle around with your entrance.
Okay.
Hanging lamps illuminate the room while incense burners fill with exotic scents and curling smoke. Cushions and reed mats cover the floor. Pots of blooming flowers line the plastered walls, and singing birds flit from plant to plant.
You're a flit.
On the other side, you know, like three quarters away across the room where like a throne or something would be, right? There's a spot. An immense snake in iridescent scales rests on a heap of cushions. You see it speaking to a human and something else. And as you step in, you hear it say, you hear the snake say in a very feminine voice, I do not believe that Mesro will return while Raznasai still lives.
You want to ask the snake to spell that? are you writing this down, Flynn?
Yeah.
At that point, the snake seems to notice your approach, and it rises to a height of 5 feet, staring directly into your eyes as it moves. Its face is remarkably human-like, and its tongue flicks before it speaks. I am Saja Mbaza. Why do you seek this ancient place? Speak truly, for I hear your heart.
Do I hear any of this?
No.
Stonebold?
You see an empty room.
Oh, hello. He's gone. Stonebold, yo-ho!
Yo-ho!
He's gone, I don't know.
Not now, as I'm drawing.
If you'd like to make some sort of knowledge to even know what you're speaking to... I don't know if you care or not.
Nah, so it's good.
No,
Josh
really?
Probably knows, but...
I got a great idea, but the stone
is it Yontay?
He can't be bothered. Saja. I'm thinking of the Austin Powers movie. Yo, Saja! My friends and I use that term loosely, are here because we were summoned to this land to help fight the great evil that scared away your god and seems to be killing everything.
Yes, the evil that is to come.
So what now?
The evil that is to come.
That's it hasn't shown up yet.
Roll insight.
She's just referring to the when everything actually dies.
Or you're in the past.
There you go.
Caverns of Time.
15.
it definitely wasn't noon, nor was it nice and breezy springtime when you entered this room.
Sajia, how long ago is this?
You are more clever than you look.
Thank you.
And I help.
You actually see, like I said, your attention is now drawn to, there is a human there, goatee, long hair.
Thrall.
Strapped in really nice armor. Okay. Has a pretty sweet ass. Has a really sweet ass longbow. And he's standing next to what kind of looks like a dragonborn, but not quite.
Ooh, you had my interest.
Now you have my attention.
I'm at attention.
Fine.
I would give you an Arcana roll, Josh, to recognize the other thing.
You know I'm good at this.
You might roll another nat 20.
Nine.
Nat 9.
What's up, man?
No, it looks a little bit more dinosaur-y than dragon-y. It's green, but it's kind of got kind of like the Terrafolk hat. It has kind of a point to the back of it, but no wings or anything. It's carrying like a broadsword. It's in armor. It seems to be standing just to the left of the other human that are there.
Okay.
Yes, you are. You are some time from your friends.
Okay.
Do not worry. You will return to that place once you leave, but...
Don't threaten me.
You came a long way to speak with me. What can I answer for you?
Are you the Oracle?
Yes. I am the Guardian Naga.
Our guide, Enkidu...
Oh my god.
You told me several times.
I burst through...
Eku! Our guide Eku
Kool-Aid Man
told us that this temple, that you specifically, the Oracle, will have information for us that may help us to stop this evil that is yet to wreak havoc on your world, but has decimated Chult in ours.
Yes, I've seen it.
Live in your world.
Okay. So you're familiar with it. You know what's going on.
Yes. It is the same reason that these two have ventured to meet me as well. And she turns her head and they both sort of nod. Yes, you are one of many seeking this, but it takes a very special individual to meet me. Therefore, you must have a better chance
at...
You must have a very special opportunity to perhaps end the blight that is occurring in your time.
It's good to hear. What time are they from?
It's all very relative, you understand.
Did you finish that drawing yet?
Like, we'll connect the dot. Got it!
Alright, I'm going in.
I'm gonna follow.
He extends a hand. He's like, my name is Artis.
Artis. Nice to meet you, Artis.
I believe we are from the same time.
Is Artis the dinosaur person or the other guy?
Artis is the human.
With the bow.
Correct.
Does he have any of the symbols of the group that we've been dealing with at all?
You looking for Order of the Gauntlet?
Not Order of the Gauntlet. The other dudes. The
Flaming Fists?
No, the guys I gambled with. Enclave?
Maybe? Were they the Emerald Enclave or were they Harpers?
That's it. Emerald Enclave.
You notice that as he reaches out to shake your hand, you notice a very distinctive ring.
You say Arthas or Artis?
Artis. A-R-T-U-S.
Am I there yet?
Yes, you just see a blank room.
I walk in.
Yeah, I was walking in.
What's going on?
You all see a dusty room.
Huh. What a dump.
Where'd it go? It's not like Stonebold could use magic.
I'm going to start rifling through things. I think he's hiding. This is a prank.
You just start tapping on him. I'm glad to see that there are other good fellows who could reach the Guardian and are attempting to stop this death curse. Mm-hmm. I have my own reasons, but it is a blight upon Chult. If you happen to run into me, I'd be more than happy to assist you.
What's the ring look like?
Stonebold goes right now and runs into him.
It's a very ornate-looking ring. I mean, even though you're not a magic guy, he's clearly... Like, this is the... If he were to have a level on him, like, you would imagine, like, he is... Apparently not epic level yet, but he's not that far off. Like, this guy is equipped. Everything he's got on him, while may not be ornate, is probably magical or keen, or like he is a decked out warrior. But he's definitely someone of the woods. He's definitely someone who seems accustomed to moving about. He's loaded for bear.
He's hunting bears.
I tell him who I am and that we'd love to help each other, our group helping his, or if he's just by himself. So that, yeah, yes. If there's any way we can call on you, I'd like to do that.
Myself and my companion here, Dragonbait, would be more than happy to work with you.
Dragonbait's with you? I shake Dragonbait's hand. It's a pleasure to meet you, Dragonbait. Love the name.
Dragonbait just sort of inclines its head and, you guess, smiles?
Okay.
He's very reptilian looking.
Gotcha.
We are also looking to slay this great evil. I will leave you to the Naga. I believe that you wish, I believe she would wish to speak to you alone. And she sort of nods. Very well, we'll see you on the other side. And he sort of nods and walks out between the curtains. And just as the sunlight hits his face and the curtains part, he just vanishes. You were asking about the death curse, yes?
Yes.
I tell you that the origin of the death curse is in Omu.
Okay.
Believe you've heard of Omu?
Yeah, Eku. Aha! our guide has told us that Omu is very important, was once the... that's the one's the heart, because it's the floating island one.
Well, it's not necessarily the heart, but yes, it was sort of like the
we drew a heart
city.
On the map as the key, right? Is that probably. The heart on our physical map?
It's one of them, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. The city that's now taken over by a great evil. Is that where the evil is?
Yes. That is where you will find the origin of this death curse.
That's Omu?
Yeah.
I know through my visions that Raz Nassai and his followers will attempt to end the world from Omu.
Raz Nassai.
Yes.
How do you spell that?
R-A-S space
yep.
N-S-I. Okay. That's the best I got. Raz and Psy.
And cult and or. Okay. Is there any... we're kind of at a loss here. I mean, we've been flying blind and just dicking around. Is there anything you can tell me to help us accomplish this task?
I do not know where Omu lies exactly, but I know that it lies between the Peaks of Flame and the Valley of Lost Honor. But I know that Raz Nassai and his Yanti will be there.
So they're Yanti?
Yes. They have been defeated once before.
Okay.
It appears that they are a problem in your time as well.
Yeah, I'm familiar with what Yantis are.
What they did the first time was horrendous. If nothing else, they should be punished so that they aren't able to... do what they have done before.
What'd they do the first time?
The number of individuals that they killed in Chult are numerous. She'll tell you that Raz and Sai raised an army of undead.
Okay.
And he, Raz and Sai, waged a great war on the holy city of Mesra.
And this is previously?
Yes.
And then, so, was that during your time, or was that still yet to come in your time? Or maybe before?
It's a bit difficult to explain.
Okay.
In your time, it is in the past.
Okay.
Here in Orolunga, at the top of the temple, I reside in different times. That's fair. But yes, raised the undead, waged a war, general plotting of doom.
General plotting of doom? Nope, Dave's almost finished.
What information do you have about General M'Bala for us?
M'Bala?
Yeah. We were told there's a great evil there as well. Does that have anything to do with Raz Nassai and the Yanti?
I do not believe so. But in your time, just as the death curse that Ardis spoke about, it is difficult to see. Raz Nassai is a long-reaching evil. And I can see that. But with the departure of Uptau and many of the other occurrences, it is... much harder to determine their entrance into the land of Chult allows for other things. The undead that Raz Nassai brought with him have caused a greater problem in your time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is the hangers-on that are allowed to do footsteps in these greater bastions of evil.
Well, I don't know if I have any other questions. Can I have a memento
Go on.
You can restate it, but you're gonna ask the same
thing. Can I have a memento for proof in case there are any powerful leaders that I need to convince that I've spoken with you about what's going on to show them? I mean, I know I'm gorgeous and I can convince a lot of people of a lot of things, but I'm not sure my influence reaches that far yet. It doesn't have to be expensive, it just something. Hmm.
Do you agree to take upon this task?
That's why I'm here. I don't think I get to go home unless I do.
So you will destroy Raz and Sai.
I have yet to be proven not invincible, so I am convinced that I can.
She sort of, and you think it's laughter? Maybe?
That's sweet. Made the snake lady giggle. Sup, nerds? Later, virgins! I'll see you
again. Then I will, you who have traveled so far to take it upon this task, I will, assuming I find the right book, give you a great boon!
Ooh.
Oh, boon on!
Don't give me a picture of a boonbeast.
Hey, you know what? For once, you can ask them if they have any magical items to aid you on your quest.
What about for your friends? What about for your friends?
My friends probably also want magical items. Except for the, please don't hate on the one guy who.
I didn't peek under that mask.
He's just trying to teach the little dudes how to fly.
Oh, so they could try harder.
They gotta get knocked out of the nest sometimes.
That's right. You got that low terminal velocity.
I did cure him. Maybe he's never felt better.
Cure him of his fear of heights, maybe.
I did have that crippling fall, but now my arthritis is gone.
To be fair, little dude, it's not the fall that killed you. It's that sudden stop. Yeah. That's what gets you.
I could have cast
Lester Restoration! About to break out party member number 5.
Oh, yeah.
Get him, Lester.
I was so aware of saying it, I still couldn't do it.
I hope one day, like a decade from now, you're playing D&D with other people, and you cast Lester Restoration, they just all stop. None of them appreciate it. They just think you're like a breather now.
I mean, I enjoy just making it a portmanteau for Lesteration.
Yeah, Lesteration.
She offers you,
if you can't find it, Josh gets a +5 sword.
No, I found it. He receives a supernatural charm.
Huh. Uh-oh, she charmed me. I mean, I was already smitten, but go ahead.
I need to figure out which one she believes is, yep, is that gonna be the one? I think that's the one. She hands you a charm.
Sweet.
It has limited uses. We'll say it looks like a snake's head.
Okay.
Take this, great champion. I hope that it aids you in the defeat of Raz and Sai.
Well, thank you very much. I do sincerely appreciate this.
Why doesn't that ever work? Can I ask?
This is a charm of restoration.
Lesser?
You said it has limited uses.
It does. And if you need proof, you see her kind of wiggle for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And a scale falls at your feet, an iridescent scale.
Okay.
This will prove that you have spoken to the Oracle. Okay. Please now, Stonebold, return to your time.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll come back, say hi after I whoop this guy's butt.
I look forward to seeing the vision of it.
All right. I'll head out.
Saunter on out.
Yep. Walk out on the place.
You suddenly, everybody else kind of hears a as you suddenly are standing as the sun is setting on top of the messy ziggurat.
Mm.
You hear some scrambling in the dirt behind you.
Okay.
You turn to see a few of your party members inspecting the walls and trying to dig up some of the stone.
Mm. I sneak away.
You all hear a supernatural pop.
What? I turn around.
As he's standing as if he had just exited the doorway.
Stonebolt, where are you hiding?
Oh my god, you guys are still alive?
What?
I just have a vision of next week. It all ends in fire and death.
Well, we knew that was going to happen.
It was sort of inevitable what with throwing squirrels off the edges of pyramids.
So I found the oracle.
Oh, wait, I threw him off the edge? I thought I was just standing on the ground and I...
What did the oracle say?
Well, So this other guy named Artis and Dragons...
Wait, Artis, according to my notes, we've heard of him before.
Oh.
That hot elf lady with the dragon tattoo, that's her dad.
Oh, I met him.
Oh, Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
Dragon Quest, side quest, we get XP because we found him. Level up.
Anyway.
He's alive.
I met Artis, he's a baller. He seems real capable and said he'd be willing to help us. And then he has a friend named Dragonbait, who kind of looks like a dragon person, but also more like a lizard person. So
Where does all this happen?
A different time. It's been a long time ago.
Since when do you have any magical capabilities at all?
Shoot, you don't know me at all.
Around your neck?
What? Do I wear the charm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just saw you flex it, Dave.
So. I got this. I got a charm. From the Oracle.
Arcana, for those who have it.
Yeah. 10.
No, same.
Oh, no. 12.
You realize that with it...
11.
You would be able to cast the following spells.
Oh, it's got more than one.
Greater Restoration, 4 charges.
Okay. Whoa.
And Lesser Restoration, 2 charges. Lester Restoration has been added to the party.
Yay!
That's better than an alchemy job.
That seems like a rather powerful charm. Mm-hmm. That it just...
All would have got one.
What do you mean?
We tried to walk in.
It's true. It's very...
I don't know how this works. I just walked in. But she gave me this charm for our battle against Raznai. He's the guy who's at the bottom of all this. He's a leader of a cult. Once before he tried to attack the world, he's the reason all the undead are here. He attacked the city Omu. There he is. That's where he is now with Yanti. That's who he's working with.
He attacked the city of Mesro.
Mesro is the one he attacked before.
Is he Yanti?
Give me an idea roll.
Mesro is what I have. Mesro. An idea roll. What's that?
Give me some sort of intelligence-based roll.
9.
Okay.
And yeah, so I spoke with the Oracle.
Was it worth it?
Was it not?
Alright.
Did you share with them you know where the city of Omu is, or are you keeping that to yourself?
I'll tell them where the city of Omu is.
You guys can look at it on the map now if you want.
Isn't that more or less what we thought?
That's kind of where we thought.
Between the peaks of flame and the valley.
Just on a...
I mean, there's the Peaks of Flame.
And there's a Valley of Lost Honor.
Lost
Honor.
Oh.
So right? It's not where we thought.
So it's right here.
That's nowhere near where we thought it was.
Give or take, yeah. She didn't know exactly where it was. It's wibbly wobbly timey wimey. It may or may not exist at the time she lives.
So that's where it is. That's where we need to go.
It sounds like a surefire way to die.
Yeah, we're still level 3.
Yeah, there's a lot of distance between it and us.
Hopefully we find a couple skeletons to kill.
And then I have a scale from the Oracle. I asked for some way to prove that we spoke with her, so the information we share with people who could help us is taken as serious instead of just the ramblings of four
nincompoops. Is this scale at all special?
It come from a special place?
Do you show it to them?
I'll show it to them.
Oh, some weird sex scale.
Roll. Yeah. You can roll Arcana or Nature. The other three.
7.
8.
19, Arcana.
That is the scale of a guardian naga, which is a very powerful magical being. Ooh. So...
It just looks like a scale.
It could be used as a component, an arcane component. You could probably even fashion, like, it's magical, like, you know, the feathers of a hippogriff, or, you know, just like anything else. Like,
it's an alchemical thing.
It may even be more than alchemical. Like, right. It definitely could be used as an alchemical component, but it may also have magical properties in and of itself.
That's what I got.
Well, back to the basin then.
And we can leave it on the sun setting over the ziggurat of Orolunga.
Paul, do you want to throw any more squirrels off the pyramid?
If I find any.
T
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners. It's missing.